Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So is it true that people don't use the TV guide on the TV anymore to find their shows and their channels and stuff? What? What else? What are you guys using? What am I missing?
Well, I don't really go to I don't use TV like that.
Same.
Anymore. I don't have cable, so.
I don't either.
Nobody.
I use a guide.
Your wife works for the company, so you're the only non-cord-cutting person, but, like, I don't.
So if you want to watch,
I go on Hulu and go, there, look, Guy's Grocery Games, and I turn that on. It's just, it's one of the prompts. It tells me, or continue watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then we just continue. Like, I don't go, I'm not scrolling through.
No one does that anymore?
Mm-mm.
If I want to watch something, I'll, like, search it and see which, you know, Netflix, Hulu, whatever platform it's on. Mm-hmm. But that's as close to the guide as I get.
So the only time you guys watch TV is if you know a show is on, at what time you go turn your TV on and you know what channel.
Quite the opposite. Everything is just already there. Like, I don't watch live TV ever.
I don't need to wait for a specific time.
I just go and there's Guy's Grocery Games is there. Or why am I only referencing Guy Fieri things? But, like, that's, like, it's just there. I don't.
So he's not watching the Food Network. He's watching that show.
Yes.
On demand.
Whenever I want, from wherever I want. On my iPad, on my phone.
Okay.
This is Slacker for Hulu. No, it could be any platform. I don't ever. Where is this guide thing coming from? Is it because is there the story about things being antiquated or something?
Yeah, common things we did 15 years ago that seem weird today.
Yeah, that's weird. It's just you didn't ever, you never moved past that. But do you record things?
Yeah.
So then,
that's how I record them. I'll scroll and go, oh, look at that show's coming up in like 10 minutes. And I'll do the record. The little red dot goes on the little field where the name of the show is. Well, you guys aren't using that anymore?
No, I mean, I may, if I want to see Guy's Tournament of Champions, it's the last thing I recorded. So I just go in and like go record this series. I type in Guy and then it's like.
You're typing in the letters and stuff?
Mm-hmm. And when you're using, like, I watch through Apple TV, my phone is my remote, and then I don't have to, like, do the move your thing over. You can just type on your phone, Guy, and it's like, bloop, there it is. Oh, look, Guy's Tournament of Champions. I'm like, it says the next one's airing Tuesday, the whatever, and I'm like, just record the series, and I'll watch them whenever.
Yeah.
So now I've forgotten about it, and probably two or three of them are in there, and I'll just go watch them whenever.
But you don't, like, see what else is on, like, scroll through the channel? I mean, there could be other shows you want to, that you didn't know was on. Or, like,
it's not a generational thing, but it's just a technological thing. Like, you don't embrace technology, so you're, like, back there. Like, you're.
Okay.
Yeah. But it kind of ties into, there's two stories. There's a common phrase, like, I still hear people say, are you going to tape that show? What do you say when, do you say record or tape?
Record.
Record.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We say.
We say all, I mean, like, Tiak, you're like music director of the radio station. What do you call the new song coming out from Taylor Swift?
I mean, you still hear record, but
Yeah, Taylor's got a new record. What the hell is a record? My children have no idea what a record is.
I'll still hear people say that Taylor's new album's going to drop.
Yeah,
like
album
next week.
And
yeah.
Drop. Album is kind of the collection of songs, I guess. But to me, album means...
That round disc
yes.
That plays 33 and a third or 45.
You've got more information than, yeah.
Yeah.
Record's always been weird to me because it's the song and the album can be called a record.
Yes.
Everything's a record.
Yes.
You're right. Record of the year.
Yeah.
Is, you're right.
And they're still saying that, record
yeah.
of the year.
So that's always been weird to me because I grew up, it's album or song. Not yeah. a record for both.
Huh.
Wow.
But if somebody's inside their car and they can't hear you and you're outside the car, they're inside the car, what do you tell them to do?
Like, roll the window down.
There's no rolling involved.
They don't.
There's literally no such thing as rolling your window down. But what do you say? Even you young whippersnappers still say roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. I don't know what I
put the window down.
Yeah.
Lower the window. I don't know what to say there.
Please, sir, lower the window.
Yeah. It's weird.
When I still had my Tacoma, it didn't have electric windows. And oddly enough, I was with the Michelles, and one of them was getting into my truck, and they went, "You still have roll down wind?" And she's like, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to judge." I'm like, "Yeah, I did. I do."
I think my favorite one, and I wonder if anybody knows it, like on an email, the CC, do you know what that means?
Carbon, it's the copy of.
Carbon copy. Do you know that it means carbon copy?
Do you remember the actual sheets of
carbon?
Do you
know what a carbon copy is?
I've heard of it.
The thing on the back of, like, your checkbook or receipts.
100%.
Yeah.
It would literally take this whole piece of paper, mm-hmm. put it behind a piece of paper,
uh-huh.
in between two pieces of paper, right on one, it would be transferring what you wrote onto the next piece of paper underneath it.
That's your carbon.
I remember we had those when we used to sell magazines in school. There'd be the carbon copy
yes!
where people would fill it out.
They filled out the invoice, and then you had the yellow one. It's like, pick copy is yours, I'll keep the white one.
press really hard with your pen so it gets through.
By the way, I forgot that my checkbook has the carbon copy thing, so I haven't been putting the thing in between. So I went to look for a check, and it's all just one huge amalgamation of every check I've written in the last 10 years.
You don't write checks. You haven't written a check.
I have to write like two checks a year to like,
wow.
to the Culligan water bad and something else. Like, I don't...
And so you forgot you had
in your magazine subscription.
Yes.
I mean, one of the things that I used to do that I don't know if the older people in the room did, but like...
Why are you hand gesturing in my direction?
Just because.
Okay.
But if you wanted a ringtone, you would have to record it on the radio, and then you would set it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys use ringtones?
No, not anymore.
I just uploaded a fresh... Yeah.
No.
You all have your own song and stuff.
Shut up. Sound. What's mine? You are lying. If you did, that was a good bluff. I bought that. You don't even know how to use an emoji.
I know. I wouldn't know how to. Is it upload or download?
Yes.
Ringtone. Yeah.
Remember when it was a thing for your voicemail to have a song? You'd like play a song.
I was so jealous. I could never figure that out, so I couldn't. No. Yeah.
For voicemail.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, for your like message, you'd play a song for a little bit, and then you'd be like, "You've reached Amber. I'm not in right now." Da da da. But the beginning was.
I haven't set up my voicemail, so maybe I'll do that.
Did you do that hack?
This is so embarrassing. I didn't do it with a song. I did it with a Michael Jordan play. So when you'd call me, you would hear, "Here's Jordan at the foul line, a shot on Elo, God, the Bulls win! Hey, it's Tyler, leave me a message." I'm so embarrassed.
No, I think that's actually cool.
And it would just be my, because I was in high school, it would just be my boss like, "Yeah, are you coming to work or not?"
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.